No, I also found about 50 quid at a fairground one day, and there were four of us, and we thought, right, that's 12.50 each or something like that. That's more than that, isn't it? And one of the people with us, you know, Honest John, who was with us, said that, no, we should give it to the fairground people, because they'll try and find the person who it belongs to.
But that's it!
And basically, no, it's his girlfriend, and his girlfriend made him refuse to take part in the share. I said, no, we're not having any of that money, you know, take it to the fair people. That was terrible. 25
hey,
for
the MP. Hey, so there you go up to Louis on the Dodgems, yeah. Louis chewing the end of a matchstick. You say, excuse me, I just found this £50 over there. Could you see this? Kid? So, yeah, give it here, kid. Check back me now. And you check back in and I say, hey, I found the guy. Small guy with a beard called Emperor Tooth. I gave it to him. Hey, you gave it to the carnival people. Well, that's one of the most wonderful... That has restored my faith in you, Dr. Rob. Because I know you were an innocent kid who, when you found money, you didn't go to the police, you didn't resort to advertising in local business, you did the only sensible thing. You
I was pressurized, yeah.
Carnival people. And of course, you know... Kids, if we can pass one message on this morning... If we can just pass on one message this morning, if you find money, then keep this tune in mind, okay? And you rest assured that never mind Interpol. The only way you can really reunite lost things with their owners is through the good people within the surface trade. If you can't find kids, if you can't find a surface trade member, any unshaven guy with tattoos will do.